Not choosy Liz Cheney welcomes liberal Democrat supporters. By Simon Kent on October 4, 2022. A grateful Representative Liz Cheney, RY, on Monday welcomed liberal Democrats joining her public crusade against Donald Trump, revealing she is not choosy these days about where her supporters come from as long as they share her contempt for the previous president and the sick Republican Party behind him. The Hill reports her revelation came during a question-and-answer session at Syracuse University when Provost Gretchen Ritter asked Cheney, "As a lifelong Republican, how painful is it to have liberal Democrats in your fan club now?" "I'm not choosy these days," the Wyoming Republican responded, laughing against a backdrop of chuckling from the audience. Cheney's embrace of support from across the aisle continues her denouncement of Trump and his supporters while drawing on any and all backers she can attract. Just last week, Cheney declared on CNN's New Day weekend she would leave the Republican Party if Trump was nominated for the next presidential race. Network congressional reporter Daniela Diaz said, she had a lot to say indeed. One of them being a question being whether she would run for president in 2024 against former President Donald Trump. She, of course, dodged that question as she has continued to dodge that question since she lost the primary. She will not serve in the next Congress. But really notable, as you all said, that she said if Donald Trump wins the nomination in 2024, she will no longer consider herself a Republican. Take a listen. Cheney's response was to the point, "I think that Donald Trump is the only president in American history who refused to guarantee a peaceful transition of power. And so the fact that my party in the months since then has refused to stand up to him, I think, does tell you how sick the party is. I'm going to make sure Donald Trump is not the nominee. And if he is the nominee, I won't be a Republican." Cheney has long criticized Trump's assertion the 2020 presidential election was stolen and voted to impeach him following the January 6, 2021, attack on the Capitol. That stance saw Cheney lose her post as House GOP conference chairwoman in May 2021. Cheney, who is the vice chair of the partisan, Democrat-led January 6 Select Committee, was brutally beaten in her primary to secure renomination in August by Harriet Hageman. Hageman, who was endorsed by Trump, setting up the ultimate GOP proxy war, secured 113,079 votes, more than doubling Cheney's 49,339. In her concession speech, Cheney seemed to compare herself to the first Republican president, Abraham Lincoln, and hinted at a future presidential run despite the resounding message of rejection she received from Wyomingites. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.